This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A joint World Health Organization China study on the origins of COVID-19, set to be made public later today, says that transmission from bats to humans through another animal is the most likely scenario, and that a lab leak of the coronavirus is extremely unlikely. A draft copy obtained by the Associated Press revealed the findings offer little new insight into how the virus first emerged and leave many questions unanswered, though that was as expected. But the report does provide more detail on the reasoning behind the researchers' conclusion. It is being closely watched since discovering the origins of the virus could help scientists prevent future pandemics. U.S. drug maker Johnson & Johnson announcing Monday it has reached a deal to supply the African Union with up to 400 million doses of its COVID-19 vaccine beginning this summer. The single-dose vaccine still must receive authorization from regulators in African countries. However, it has already been approved for emergency use by the World Health Organization, European Union, and the United States. A study released Monday by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows vaccines produced by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna are highly effective at preventing COVID-19 in a real-world condition. In Canada, health officials said on Monday they would stop offering AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine to people under 55 because of concerns of rare but serious blood clots, especially in younger women. The pause comes after the European countries briefly stopped using the AstraZeneca vaccine while investigating the reports of blood clots. For more news, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. As Mexico approaches 200,000 in officially tested confirmed deaths from COVID-19, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador is preparing to call out more military, state, and local personnel to spur the vaccination effort as more doses arrive. López Obrador said he views it as a race against time to get all people over 60 vaccinated with at least one dose by the end of April before a possible third wave hits. He said if his administration vaccinates older adults, it's decreasing the chance of mortality from COVID by 80%. The Mexican government has been widely using two Chinese-made vaccines while releasing absolutely no information on their effectiveness, which could encourage widespread skepticism. Myanmar security forces killed 14 people Monday during demonstrations in towns across the country following the deadliest weekend since the February military coup, according to the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners. The group, which has been monitoring the violence, said Monday's toll brings the total number of deaths since the February 1st coup to at least 510. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said it is absolutely unacceptable to see violence against people at such high levels. Also Monday, the United States suspended a trade agreement with Myanmar, also known as Burma, until democracy is restored in the country. The United States had already imposed economic sanctions on Myanmar following the February 1st coup. Myanmar's military contested last November's election results, claiming widespread electoral fraud, largely without evidence. On February 1st, the military removed Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy government, detaining Suu Kyi and President Win Myint. Ships are moving through the Suez Canal again after a massive container ship that had been blocking the waterway was freed, according to the Suez Canal Authority. The ship became jammed diagonally across a section of the canal back on March 23rd. Since then, shipping traffic has been halted, delaying more than 300 ships waiting to pass through the ship known as Ever Given was dislodged. The Suez Canal, the shortest shipping route, that is, between Europe and Asia, connecting the Red Sea to the Mediterranean Sea. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.